This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Adam Ragusea in for Meghna Chakrabarty.
Before you count, one, two, three.
This is 22-year-old singer-songwriter Julia Easterlin performing in our studios. It's a significant rearrangement of a Bjork song called Unison.
You gardener, you.
Easterlin started her creative journey as a dancer. Then her mom gave her a Billie Holiday record, and she started singing jazz and eventually developed her own style. She's just recently graduated from the Berklee College of Music here in Boston.
I would compromise. No.
This performance she did in our studio, by the way, was live and solo. No other musicians or singers were involved. The thick, choral sound is the result of Easterlin's signature use of live electronic looping.
Tonight,
so what I have in front of me is called a loop station or a loop pedal, and basically I have a microphone plugged into this machine, and I'm able to set it up so that I record what I'm singing live, and then it plays back, and then over the playback I record very many other layers again and again and again. And it essentially creates like a one-person chorus to back up my lead vocal. And that's how I perform live.
Can you actually construct a loop for us and,
yes.
and show and tell us what you're doing as you go?
Yeah. I'm going to do this with a song called Go Straight Away, which is one of mine. So here's my click. And this is telling me the tempo of the song. And I'm going to activate what is called a port, and there are three ports on this machine, and I'm going to lay down the percussion and the bass line. Okay, so now I have the percussion and the bass line all on this first port.
So what it was doing was it was recording, it sounds like, two measures at a time and then looping automatically whatever was there?
Exactly, and while it loops the first section, I continue recording the second.
Okay, here's my big question.
Yes.
What happens if you mess one of these up? Are you stuck with it?
You're stuck, yeah. You kind of can't mess up. So what happens next is I'm going to lay down the middle harmonies. And the reason I'm doing that is to add sort of meat to the chorus of the song. So
okay.
These are harmonies I would trigger for the chorus. So now I can, for example, take out the first stuff that I did, and I just have these guys.
Okay.
And then there's the rest of that. And then the final piece of this is that I lay down the big chorus harmonies that signal to the listener, this is the hook of the song, everybody. So here we go. On the third port. So this is the third port, this is the second port, and this is the first port.
And you have individual control over when you can bring them each in.
Yes.
That way you can give structure to the song as you go.
Exactly.
And now what happens?
And now I sing the song. You ready?
Do it.
Okay.
Standing on that corner with my jacket on. It's raining and raining. The sky is falling down. No, don't you worry about my umbrella. I don't need it. I got a paper in my pocket and I'm waiting for the taxi to come. And I told the driver, go straight away. I gotta meet my lover at the station. I'll give him a kiss and we'll be gone for good. I will go straight away. I gotta meet my lover at the station. Don't tell nobody. Oh, this is just between me. But I have to do it. Been waiting and waiting, and now I gotta try. I said I love him. Yes, you heard me right. Now you can't deny it. I got a letter and I'm sending it to anybody who wants to know that I told the driver, go straight away. I gotta meet my lover at the station. I'll give him a kiss and we'll be gone for good. I'll go straight away. I gotta meet my lover at the station. Don't tell nobody. Oh, this is just between me and you. Just between me and you. Just between me.
I can't really do the like audience applause
yes,
thing.
Yes, yeah, know. It's great.
It's Julia Easterlin, recent Berkeley grad, yeah. Transplant to Boston, incredibly talented singer-songwriter performing solo with her loot box in our studio here at Radio Boston. We're so delighted to have you. You're a Southern girl.
I'm a Southern girl. I'm from Georgia originally, yeah.
From Augusta.
Yes, Augusta, Georgia. I came up here for school and stayed.
You started with music through singing?
For the most part. My mother is a harpist, and I grew up with that in the house. And she also sings. She plays flute, lots of other things. And so I really just, there was music always in the house. And I love singing, and I, you know, would tinkle on the piano all the time.
Tell us a little bit about your songwriting process. That was an original song that you just played. Do you actually have to figure out these parts at the piano beforehand, or do you just sit with your loop pedal in your room and layer stuff and try it out?
I really just sit with the loop pedal. And it's an interesting process because it's a very specific format. In terms of song structure, everything has to be very symmetrical and very even.
Right.
So all of the harmonies have to line up, but also the timing of all of the sections on the pedal have to line up. It sounds really nerdy, but it's kind of like musical Sudoku. Like you have to be keeping in mind how everything is adding up vertically and horizontally and sometimes diagonally as well, if that makes any sense.
It's like Stravinsky said something along the lines of, it's easier to be creative within constraints.
I think that that's often very true.
That said, I wonder if you ever feel limited by the fact that you can't really do tempo changes, you can't really do really big chord changes or anything like that. It's all got to be sort of continuous and loopy.
Yes, I mean, that's very true. And that's actually, that's something I'm really dealing with right now. I'm in the process of trying to write for a new album that I really want to get together and put out within the next year. I'm finding myself wanting to make chord changes and have songs with more variation in them. But that's really not possible with this technology. So I'm looking to branch out, maybe start using software. Although, you know, I don't know if I really want to do that because part of the beauty of hardware is that it's physical. Mm-hmm. You know, that on a stage, I'm touching something, I'm holding things.
And it's really thrilling to watch you do it. here in the studio, I can tell the listeners that, both because there's the physicality of you manipulating your machinery, but also because you grew up a dancer. And you move, even the very subtle little arm movements that you do have a grace that I could not possibly mimic, not being a dancer myself, but you're very beautiful to watch in
Thank
that
you.
Regard. We see a lot of musicians these days who are sort of loop artists to one extent or another.
Uh-huh.
And I wonder, is that a function of just the technology being available to you now? Or is it also maybe a function of the fact that it's just really hard to make a living in music these days, and it's really cheap for you to play solo rather than have to split the gig money amongst a band?
I think you really, you kind of hit the nail on the head with that second one there. Performing solo was definitely much more lucrative than performing with two or three other people, and you have to split profits all the time. The technology has been available for, I think, like 20 years. Mm-hmm. Looping technology is not particularly new, but it certainly is so much easier to make a living doing live shows solo.
Would you do another song for us?
Yes, I would do another song.
You're going to do a song by the Pixies, a Boston band that I really like, and you're going to do a song called Break My Body, which your arrangement of it is quite a departure from the original. And just so that people can appreciate that, I want to play a little bit of the original. So tell me about the process in your mind of converting that into a Julia Easterlin song.
Well, I was asked by someone to cover a Pixies song in particular.
Ah.
I'd heard of this song and I really, really liked the lyrics. And so what I did was I went online, I looked up the lyrics before I listened to their version, and I kind of recreated a sound of what I, you know, the way that I would sing this song based on the lyrical content.
Huh. So it's almost a total recomposition with new notes with the existing words.
Yes.
Can we hear it?
Yeah.
See, I'm crashing through your mother's door. He's the ugly lover you find him rolling on the dirty floor. He's a belly dancer. You see him shaking, shaking, never care. He's a building jumper. You see his body flying through the air. Ooh. shake my body, hold my bones, hold my bones, hold my bones, break my body, hold my bones, hold my bones, hold my bones, break my body, hold my bones, hold my bones, hold my bones, break my body, hold my bones, hold my bones, hold my bones, break my body, hold my bones, hold my bones, hold my bones, break my body, hold my bones, hold my bones, hold my bones, break my body, hold my bones.
Phenomenal.
Thank you.
Want to remind the listeners who might have just tuned in that we're talking to Julia Easterlin, and everything that you just heard was Julia's voice.
Mm-hmm.
And I was struck, especially in that song, how working with only one instrument, you were able to create such a range of sounds by controlling whether or not you're sort of singing soloistically
mm-hmm.
or singing for the accompaniment.
Mm-hmm.
Could you even maybe just demonstrate the two different kind of tones?
Sure. Well, when I'm singing to accompany myself, which is a sentence I've never said before and strikes me as odd now that I've just said it out loud, I'm trying to sound as much like an instrument as possible, even if I'm using words. So, like, for example, in Break My Body, when I say someone for this background part that I do, when I go, someone, I'm trying to manipulate the vowels and the consonants so they kind of suggest a word and have more to do with the tone and the quality of the tone. And I'm being very, very controlled about it and thinking really hard. And then when I'm singing the lead, I just kind of let it all hang out. And I go, go straight away, I gotta meet my lover at the station. As opposed to like,
What's next for you?
There are a lot of things that I hope are next for me and that I'm trying to work towards. I really would love to get a full-length album out within the next year. I'm currently writing for that. And in the meantime, I'm playing lots of shows in the area. I have a show coming up December 8th at Great Scott. Those are the things in my immediate future. Show at Great Scott, December 8th. Full-length album, touring, and becoming a rock star.
Okay. Well, we look forward to watching that happen.
Keeping my fingers crossed. Thanks.
Julia Easterlin is a singer-songwriter, recent grad of the Berklee College of Music. You can hear two of her tracks on the new collection from Berklee's Heavy Rotation Records. It's called Under the Influence. And there's more information at our website, radioboston.org. Julia, thank you so much. And would you play us out on something?
Yeah. This next song is one of mine. It's about my grandmother. I call her Meemaw. And this song is called Whiskey.
I don't need no restitution, 'cause I got my own solution. Keep your petty penny pocket change, you can't change me nine. I write my own constitution.
Monday on Radio Boston, Harvard professor Henry Louis Gates traces the history of African Americans from the arrival of the first African slave to the election of the first African American president.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com.
Our show is produced by Jessica Alpert, Dan Mossy, and Jason Breslow. We received extra help this week from producer Kate Osborne.
Our interns are Gautier Giacomoni and Julia Lasagna.
Tim Skog is our technical director.
The executive producer of Radio Boston is Mark Navin. Meghna Chakrabarty will be back next week. I'm Adam Ragusea.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Have a great weekend and join us again Monday for more Radio Boston.
Silly things you can't stay behind. I take your whiskey and leave a ransom. La 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 la